We have found Max Herz, and he joins us now. Max, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, boys. What a thrill last night was. Preds almost clinch a playoff spot after their win. Ducks couldn't quite get it done for everybody here in Smashville, but it's always better to clinch with a win of your own, and they'll have a chance to do that Tuesday on home ice.
The magic number is one, so yes, let's just get a win and celebrate that and then be done with it. But technically, all they need is a point to clinch a spot. But Predators definitely going to be making the playoffs, and that is obviously a lot of fun, and there's a lot of hype surrounding them here in the city.
Yeah, it's been amazing to get to this point the way the team has. It's incredibly well-deserved, and hopefully the first of many big celebrations. And, I mean, who are we kidding? We've had lots of big celebrations already. So it feels like what it should feel like here again.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Max Herz is here with us. And so 600 career points for Philip Forsberg. And we were just talking about him that Joe asked me the question, and I'll ask you the same question. Is he a top 10 player in the league? I said top 20, and I said that, you know, if you take away a lot of the games he missed in his career due to injury, then this might be a different conversation. But I also said that I feel like Andrew Brunette has unlocked something in Philip Forsberg that we've never seen before.
Yeah, I think the argument is there that he could be a top 10 forward. I think he's almost definitely a top 5 winger. I'm not really someone who thinks about the whole league that way. That to me has kind of always been an NBA mindset, not really the way people look at the NHL. So that's never been like my first instinct to say like, oh, this person is the best player in the NHL or at the top, however many it is. But he's been unbelievable this year, and he's 1 point away from the second 90-point season in Preds history, which was Roman Josi 2 years ago when he got robbed of the Norris for some reason. And he already has career highs in goals and assists and points, of course. And it's just been an unbelievable season, and his confidence is through the roof. The things that he does to create space, to create scoring chances with his hands, with his arms, the stiff arms he gives out, flipping his hands on his stick, the shots he takes. And sometimes he gets breaks too. And when you're playing so well, breaks go your way. Like Thursday night against the Blues on the power play goal he scored, he was well defended by Braden Shen or by Saad. And it was a stick block on his shot that knocked the puck down, and the puck never left the ice. But Jordan Binnington was reading the blade of the one-timer, and he thought the shot was going straight up because that's where Phil wanted to shoot it. But it rolled right along the ice through Binnington's five hole and in untouched. And it's things like that. I mean, those are the breaks that goal scorers get. Yeah, you score goal scorers' goals, but sometimes you don't get your shot off and you still score. And that wasn't happening for Phil last season, and now everything is going his way, and he's become the leader of a really fun offensive team that reflects his personality and his play style.
Talking to our good friend Max Herz. You can catch him on the pre- and post-game show. And I listened to you last night, Max. It was good seeing you last night, by the way. Listened to you as I was driving around. I like what Hal said to you after the game about winning this type of game is really good because you earned every second. You earned every goal. I mean, I like this going forward because now it's like, all right, we still got this. You like that too, Max, the way it's like this team last night just fought, and got the job done?
Yeah, and Bruno has put this well a couple of times recently that they played unbelievably well during the 18-game point streak, of course, and basically have played almost as well since then. But the thing that made the point streak so special is that the close plays were going their way. They were winning the big puck battles late in games. They were controlling possession and things like that. And because of that, they were basically never down. But last night, like you said, very different. They did not lead at any point throughout the game. They were down 1-0 2 minutes in. They were down 2-1 early in the third. They tied it up both times, never trailed at any intermission at the end of any period. Overtime was a little bit of a thrill ride, as it usually is. But then in the shootout, the Preds did their thing. It was actually the first time all season that a Predators shootout shooter did not score when Nyquist got stopped in the first round. But Ryan O'Reilly took care of it. UC Saros was 3-for-3 against the Devils' big guns. And they just keep finding new ways to win. It had been 4 months since they've been in a shootout. And it looked like they do it every day. So really impressive the way they handled themselves in that game against a team in the Devils that I don't understand how they're not better with the offensive firepower they have and how good Jack Hughes is. But they're almost definitely not going to make the playoffs even after making a midseason coaching change. So the Preds continue to find ways to be the better team against a variety of teams in a variety of scenarios, and that's how you win in the playoffs.
Max, we always talk about Forsberg and Yossi, and rightfully so. They deserve their accolades. But, I mean, Ryan O'Reilly, is he the X factor for this team? I mean, I think it's gone better than they thought when they brought him in here. I mean, the guy is just does something great almost every single game. Of course, he got the game-winning goal last night in the shootout, but he's been fantastic, Max.
That's why he's Mr. Factor. He's been invaluable to them in every single way this season. First of all, to have the top line guys play together 70 games in a row unchanged after all the problems the Preds had last season trying to find the top line. They were calling players up for their NHL debuts and saying, hey, you're our first line center tonight. Help us get our top line wingers going. Couldn't be more different this season. And O'Reilly has been a massive reason for that. All those guys have played in every game. They've been together. They've been producing. They've all stuck to their game. Forsberg, the score. Nyquist, the setup man. O'Reilly, the high danger area guy. They play their roles so well. And O'Reilly is incredible in all three zones. He wins a ton of faceoffs. He kills penalties. He's been on the top power play all season. I'm just so happy he chose to sign with the Preds and that the Predators continue to be well-run in terms of cap space and decision-making and things like that that allow them to sign O'Reilly, whereas if he goes into free agency this summer when the cap goes up for the first time in 3 years because of COVID, I can only imagine what type of offers he would be getting. But an incredible move by the Preds, and this season looks very different without him, to be sure. You're right, Joe.
That is for sure. He is Max Herz, pre- and post-game host for the Predators Radio Network. Max, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night at Bridgestone.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. See you there.